even though I'm not a Sephardi, but there's a certain comfort that I feel with the Sephardi Shechever. Because I feel that we speak a common language. My accent might be a little bit different than yours. I'll try to adjust. But it might be a little bit different. But the way of learning and the way of thinking and the way that I was raised is more similar to the way that you think and speak and teach and the way that you were raised than what's typically American. And the strongest and sweetest memories that I have are of the years that I was teaching, where most of my students were Persians in those years. So I know that you've been talking about all of this time about the Tzaddik that left the world, whose Torah is surrounding us here, and we feel his presence, the Tzaddik of Avadi Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. And you will know that Rabbi Avadia, besides being a genius, a gaon of learning from an earlier generation, not from this time. It was not from this time. The chiddush, the biggest chiddush it could be of that tzaddik was that he was able to bring back into the world of the Sfaradish Yidden, of Sfaradish Jews, he was able to bring back a feeling of pride, a feeling of confidence in their way of learning, a feeling of confidence in their Mesorah, that to a large extent had been very, very damaged by the yeshuva of the Ashkenazim in Eretz Yisrael, whether it was b'yodim or below yodim, whether it was intentional or unintentional, that's not important. I don't care about that now. But certainly it happened. And it rippled over to the entire world, wherever Sfaradim were. And he brought back a feeling of pride that we have a very ancient Masorah, and we have our way of thinking and our way of learning. We're all Jews, and we love all Jews, but there's something different. What is it that's different? It's not something that could be explained just with culture and customs. So I want to take just a few minutes, take maybe 25 minutes, a half hour, slight, a little bit to learn something in Pnimius. Again, I'm comfortable to learn that with you. I don't feel the same kind of hesitation to learn things at Pnimius that I feel with Ashkenazim. Or over the years, for reasons that are not important for now, there are many more walls between, like the Baal Shem Tov said, that the distance from the mind to the heart is further than from Shemayim to Aretz. But the Sfaradim is not so far. So I could talk to you openly and clearly about some things that I couldn't necessarily talk about with others. There was a great tzaddik, Rav Moshe David Vali. You heard of him? Rav Moshe David Vali was one of the greatest students of the Ramchal. Over the past 30 years, Baruch, over the past 30 years, his Svarim have come to light. He wrote Svarim on all of Tanakh. We also have him a number of volumes of Likutim, of his teachings, that are absolutely astonishing. Rav Moshe David Vali speaks about things that others don't speak about, and he shares with us insights that he received from his Rebbe and his Rebbeim, but especially for the Ramchal, that are not found in the writings of the Ramchal. He was one of the great Italian Mekubalim of that time, following the Ramchal. So in the Likutim, let's learn inside. I want you, Davka, to see this inside. I'm only going to be able to explain a little bit, but I want you to see it inside. I don't want to talk about it. I want to see it inside. In the second volume of the Likutim, Rabbi Moshe David speaks about the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. And you never saw this in any sefer. The difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. Now, what he's talking about here is an inyan in Kabbalah, but I'm going to try to explain on a very, very basic and simple level for people like us, that we could feel something of what he's talking about. We know that in the Galut that we're in, this final Galut that we're in, which is called Galut Edom, we know that the nations of the world, the Umot Olam, the Goyim, the nations of the world, led by Edom, this is called Galut Edom, are people who possess Chochma Utvuna. Chochma and Bina. Chochma Utvuna. I'm going to translate that to English. There are different translations of how you make a distinction between Chochma and Tvuna. Where do we see? Kinyan Shneamar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ha'avadeti Chochma me'edom u'tvuna me'harisav. Hashem says, I will cause all of the Chochma and all of the Tvuna of Edom and Esav to be lost. Now, since Hashem says, I will take it away at the end of time, Mechlal Di'ika, which means what? Mechlal Di'ika? Means that there is great Chochmah and Tvuna by the nations of the world. Mechlal Di'ika. V'hine da. And you should know. Kisfarad, Husod HaChochmah. These two worlds of Chochmah and Bina, Chochmah u'Tvuna, which are two of the Sfirot HaKdoshot, right? All the way up the highest level, we don't talk about it, Keter. Then there's Chabad, Chachma, Bina, Da'at, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Da'at, how that fits in the Banach, that's also a little bit of a complicated thing, but Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, Yisod, Malchut. So the Sfira that is closest to the Ma'atzil HaElyon, that light of Hashem that is closest to the source of His very being, is called Chochmah. That's the highest sphere. After Keter, after Kivyachal, it's called Chochmah. And he says, Ki Sfarad Husod HaChochmah. Sfarad, Spain, but Sfarad, is the Sod of Chochmah. There's a very, very big difference between a person whose life is guided primarily by the sphere of Chochmah and another person whose life is guided primarily by the sphere of Bina. In a very, very broad way, because it's not for now, but in a very general way, I think many of you probably know, listen carefully, many of you probably know that Chochmah means an all-encompassing intuitive sense of the entire picture. You know, there are some people who they see the forest, and there are other people who they get stuck on the trees, right? Chochmah is a quality that a person has to see the entirety, to see something in a panoramic way, to see the whole picture, and to see how the pieces of the picture fit together without going into the pratim, without going into the nitty-gritty of each individual piece of the puzzle. They see the picture, the whole picture. Bina, Tvuna, is lahavin davar mitoch davar. Bina already means to dissect and to analyze the individual separate components. That's already Tvuna, that's already Bina. So what he's saying here is not his own ideas, of course. He says, Sfarad, hu sod haChochmah. Sfarad, that place of the world, meaning the Jews, whose Makor is in the world of Sfarad, the Sfaradim, is sod haChochmah, is the mystery, the secret of Chochmah. Zeu atam sheSfaradim oskim b'chiburei Chochmah v'yatzlichu. And this is the reason why the Sfaradim traditionally are osek in all types of works, books of Chochmah, including Chochmah, the Chochmot of Umot HaOlam, going all the way back to Spain and Portugal, that those were places of extraordinary Chochmah, are oskim chiburei Chochmah v'yatzlichu, and they're very much sliach in chiburei Chochmah, in certain types of work that's called chiburei Chochmah v'yatzlichu. The Rambam, Zichron Levracha, Shahaya Svaradi, Hitchliach Ma'od, Mikol Ma Shahayu Lefanav, Bechachmat HaTorah. And the Rambam, who was of course a Svaradi, was Matzliach Ma'od, more than any who had come before him, and perhaps you could say anybody who followed him, in Chochmat HaTorah, in this quality of Chochmat HaTorah. Let's stop here for a moment and explain. In the Shar HaGilgulim, the Arizal tells us that the Rambam was not Zoche L'Chochmat HaKabbalah, that the Rambam did not learn Chochmat HaKabbalah, even though it's brought down from the Rabbanel, who heard from somebody, it's brought down the name of another tzaddik, that at the end of his life, the Rambam saw some of the Chochmah, of the Chochmah, he saw something of that, but it's very, very sketchy, and it's very unlikely. It's more like a, what we call Bubba Mises, you know, grandmother's tale. It's not true. So the Arizal writes in the Shar Gilgulim that the Rambam lo zachal l'Torat HaKabbalah. It wasn't that time, and he was not zoche for Torat HaKabbalah, for Kabbalah. And therefore, all of his chiburim, all of the writings of the Rambam, are in Nigla, are dealing with the halachot of the revealed Torah. Nevertheless, Rabbi Chaim Vital taught us, the student of the Arizal, that the Rambam was yachid, was the only one, the first one. Afterwards, everybody followed the Rambam, but was the only one, the first and only one at that time. The Rambam was the only one that was zoche to write a chibur, a sefer, on all of the halachot of Torah Shebal Peh, on the entire Torah Shebal Peh, kol halachot Torah Shebal Peh, all of Torah Shebal Peh. Now, for those who learn this from a little bit, you know, the Torah Shebal Peh is Malchut, is Hashem's kingdom revealed in this world. Malchut is connected to the end, the last Sfira is connected to the Sfira, to the Sfira of Keter and Chochmah, to the first Sfira. And therefore, even though the Rambam did not study himself, it seems, did not learn Pnimiyut HaTorah, he was unique in this quality of Chochmah that saw the entire picture of Kol HaTorah Kula. Like in our generation, Rabbi Avad Yosef. Not this, not just this detail, that detail. Kol HaTorah Kula, Chochmah. Of course, the Mekubalim are very, very connected to Chochmah. Chochmat HaEmet, Chochmat HaChein, Chochmah HaNisteret is also connected to Nevuah, to see the entire picture. The Rambam, therefore, Rabbi Nachman from Breslev, taught us that Latid Lavo, that in the future when Mashiach comes, when the Midah of Chochmah will illuminate the entire world, then the entire world will paskin l'alacha, like the Rambam, Rabbi Nachman says that. That the whole world will return to the Psak Halacha, to the Piske Halachot of the Rambam. And the Rizhna said, the Rebbe from Rizhin said, that the Rambam in his time was a Bechina of Mashiach ben David, had the quality of Mashiach ben David, because the work of the Rambam's life was to be Makabetz, to gather together all of the Halachot that was spread out all over Torah Shebal Peh, which is the beginning of the process of Kibbutz Nidchei Yisrael, of joining together all Nishamot, of bringing together all Jews. Therefore, the Rambam was this quality, this unbelievable quality of Chochmah. Look inside. V'rabim kayotze bo b'sifrei Chochmah shel kama minim. And of course, the Rambam was also a Baki. He was a Baki in all Sifrei Chochmah. The gam mi umot olam, even the chokhmot of the umot olam, of the nations of the world. Ki chein tivam bihotam mitzad chokhmah. This is the teva, the nature of Sephardic Jews, that's you, who come from the tzad of chokhmah, who have a tremendous need to learn kol ha-Torah kula. Not to sit on one tosis for 3 months, not to sit on one blood gemara for 2 weeks, but to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. This is the way the Sfaradim always learned. Kol HaTorah Kula. And they learned it always, Aliba, what? De Hilchata. They always learned it according to the Halacha. To come to the final Halacha, which is kibbutz nidchei Yisrael, which is bringing together everything to the tachlit. The tachlit is malchut shamayim, to be revealed, malchut shamayim, which connects the lowest sphere, which is malchut, this world, with chokhmah ha'elyona, with the chokhmah of Hashem, and that was always the way of the Sfaradim. Biotam mitzad ha'chokhmah. Therefore, the Rambam and the Rif, the Chulu, were the ones who initiated this whole process of being mekabetz all halachot of Torah Shebaal Peh. V'diburam benachat, and is the nature of Svardim to speak benachat, with gentleness. U'mitunim b'chol iskehem, and they're mitunim. There's a certain midah of being deliberate and patient and careful. B'chol iskehem, a gentleness, and a certain type of a midah of being deliberate. There's a natural humility. Again, that doesn't mean, you know, right away you're thinking of, you know, Svarim, they're not like that. Maybe even yourself. We're talking about the mahud. Of course a person can diverge from who he really is. But the natural quality of chokhmah is very much connected to anivut, to humility, and therefore speaking benachat, divrei chachamim, no, benachat nishmaim. Chokhmah is the midah of the Svaradim, benachat, divrei chachamim, benachat nishmaim, to speak with more of a gentleness, a softness, and to conduct themselves with a certain refinement, Rav Meshe David says, kichein teva hayamin, this is the teva of that side of chokhmah, which is on the right side, which is notet to the yamin, to the right side, which is chesed, kindness, anava. Chokhmah, we know, is the word, is composed of two words. Chokhmah is koach ma. And koach ma means the koach, the ability that a person has to make himself into nothing. Like Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, v'nachnu ma. Ma chayenu, ma chazdenu, ma tzidkotenu, ma. It means, who am I? So there's a natural anava that comes, humility that comes with that midah of chokhmah, that midah of chokhmah which is closest to the ma'atzil, closest to the borei olam, which causes a person to feel, who am I? Ma'ani, mechayai, who am I? Anochi afar ve'efer. This is the midah, the natural midah of the Svaradim. Sod ha'mayim, the mystery of mayim of water. Ach bepilpul, but there's another way. Ach bepilpul shehu soid, shehu sod ha'tvuna. However, pilpul, which is a very strong part in the tradition of Ashkenazic learning, I don't have to explain to you what pilpul means. But if you've learned from the, if you've seen from the earlier mefalfilim in Poland, if you've seen some of the Torahs, to what's called, they call it in English, hair splitting or splitting hairs, which means to dissect into tiny, 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 tiny little pieces every single prat, and to figure out how each prat of the puzzle fits together with the other prat, which is a tremendous amount of mind games that go on in order to come to that, which is a very great thing. According to the Rizal, it also accomplishes very great things. Ach bepilpul shu sod ha'tvuna ein lehem yad v'shem. The Svaradim, that's not their, ein lehem yad v'shem, that doesn't mean they're not intelligent or capable of doing it. That's not their inyan. Ein lehem yad v'shem. The Svaradim never went for the Svarim of the, I mean, as a klal, for the Svarim of the Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, of the Bnei Yeshua. It was never really their style. The Maharsha, it was never really their style. Not that they can't, but it wasn't them. It's not. It doesn't flow with the mahut of who a Svaradi is. Vim oskimbo lo yatzlichu. But he says, and if they try to make that their major instead of their minor, lo yatzlichu. Lo yatzlichu. Ki hu menasmo. Because pilpul comes from the world of bina, of tvuna, which is the next sphira. Bina tvuna means pilpul. Pilpul. Small, the left side, din, bendam ladam, bendim ladin, making a million chilukim in learning, and making a million chilukim also when you're talking to another person. Kiyuna small, sod ha'ashkenazim, shehem min ha'tzafon. This is the sod of the Ashkenazim, who are min ha'tzafon, which is the inyan of tvuna, of bina. V'kulam nimharim, listen to this, v'kulam nimharim, Ashkenazim are always in a hurry. V'kulam nimharim, atzim v'nivhalim. Atzim v'nivhalim. They're like always like nervous and anxious. Atzim b'nevelim. Teva ha'esh. The svaradim am yisod ha'mayim. Gentle, soft, matun. Divei chachamim b'nachad nishmaim. And the Ashkenazim is teva ha'esh, the teva of fire. Atzim nevelim. Ve'ein ham esek b'chokhma, rak b'tvuna ha'beh ma'od. The union is not so much chokhma, it's not so much gathering together the halachot, is not so much the inyan of Kabbalah and so on. That's not so much the, of course there are many who are great in that, just like there are many who are great in Pilpul. But that's not really the natural inyan. Ein lehem eitzah b'chokhma rak b'tvuna harbe ma'od. Their inyan is b'tvuna harbe ma'od. Harbe ma'od. V'sham gvurat ha-Torah u'pilpula. And by the Ashkenazim, you see this gvura, the strength of Torah with pilpul, in the way of pilpul. Ki atvuna himanat kosam. That's their portion. Vim hasvaradi sinai. And therefore, if the typical of the average sinai, the average svaradi, I'm sorry, is a tamachachim in the way of sinai, like Chazal tell us, that there's sinai and oker harim. So the typical tamachachim of the svaradim is a sinai, meaning knows everything. Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula. Everything. Sinai. Like Har Sinai. Like the Gemara makes the Chiluk. The typical Ashkenazi, Talmud Chacham, is Oker Harim. His thing is to uproot mountains. Uprooting mountains, pilpul. To make those distinctions, those separations. And then he says, Va'italki, what about Italians? So, in the world of the Italian Mikubalim, there are Svaradim, Ashkenazim, and Italkim. There is such an inyan. This would take a lot to discuss. We're not going into it right now, but he says that the Italki humu muzag bekava machria. So he says the Italians are bekava machria, that's even where they're located physically, bekava machria, between Ashkenaz and Svarad. Yesh lo chelik beze u beze. By the Italians, yesh lo chelik beze u beze. Ach birifyon. But it's weak. Klipa goveret. The klipa of the other side is very, very strong. Again, I'm not going to go into this now. Mashenken hayushalmi ki beyoto b'mizrach olam mamish hakav amumuzag v'lo yigaluhu choshech v'samavet. A Jew who's a Yerushalmi. He says that Yerushalmi is bemet in that place of kav amumuzag, that kav in the middle, a healthy intermediate stage or world in between Ashkenaz and Svarad. V'lo yigalu choshech v'samavet. There it's not the klipot in Yerushalayim of choshech, of darkness and of death. Zeu atam ki yesham hasheket u'betach v'avira machkim v'ein chochma kechochmata. That's why ein chochma kechochmat Eretz Yisrael kechochmat Torat Eretz Yisrael. Now look at the bottom. We're going to see an amazing thing now. There's a tzaddik, we'll finish in 5 minutes. There's a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael who I've had the schus to meet on different occasions. His name is Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern. And he has svarim that have been coming out every year. Oh, I'm still waiting for this year's. Usually the guys bring it back from Uman. Yama Chochma. Yam HaChochma. The whole Sefer Yama Chochma, all of his svarim are in this inyan of Chochma and Bina. Big svarim, many svarim. He's not an old man. He's a young man. Big tzaddik. Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern, Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Morgenstern. He's from London. In many of his svarim, he takes the halachot of Shulchan Aruch and he shows us that the machloket, when we have a machloket between the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch who was a Sfaradi, and the Ramah, Rabbi Moshe Isserlish, who of course was Ashkenazi, then we have a machloket between the two. Anytime there's a machloket in the way of psak between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, it could be understood as the difference between Chochmah and Bina. And it's consistent throughout Shulchan Aruch, everywhere in Shulchan Aruch. He has a long section on Hilchot Tfilin and on Tzitzit, but it's everywhere in Shulchan Aruch, everywhere. Chochmah and Bina. The Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, Maran, and the Ramah. So here's one example. It takes 2 minutes. Look inside on the bottom. Here is talking about the time of tzitzit. So Seif Aleph is binyan, you see it? Binyan machlok at the Rambam Vaharosh. The Mechaber brings, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh. Now the Rosh, of course, was an Ashkenazi. He spent most of his life in Spain, but he was an Ashkenazi. Binyan machloket HaRambam v'HaRosh HaMuvad b'Mechaber. The Mechaber brings a machloket between the Rambam and the Rosh. Ha'im haptur shel ksut laila mitzitzit. Now you know that a ksut laila, a night garment, we'll call it a night garment, clothing this for the night, the din is that a ksut laila is patur mitzitzit, does not require tzitzit. So the question there is, ha'im haptur shel ksut laila mitzitzit talui bezman halvisha? This ptur, this exemption of the ksut laila from tzitzit, does it depend upon the actual time? Bezman halvisha, the time that you're putting on something, that if you wear something at night, it's patur, even if it has four corners, it's patur from tzitzit. Olafi tashmisha beged, or perhaps it doesn't depend upon the time, it depends upon the use of the garment. What does that mean? Sharambam sover. Now remember, which world is the Rambam? Is the Rambam Chochma or Bina? Chochma, right? Sharambam sover, shebeged shelovesh biyom. The Rambam holds that a beged shelovesh biyom, that any garment that a person puts on during the day, even if it's pajamas, anything that you put on during the day that has four corners, any beged during the day, beged shelovesh biyom, chayav b'tzitzit. It's chayav in tzitzis. Umar shelovesh b'layla, any garment that you put on at night, even if you happen to like to sleep in a suit. I had a roommate when I was here in yeshiva 40 years ago. He was a little bit of a strange guy, because they stuck me with him. It wasn't the guy that I chose. So they put me with this guy who used to be in the old building upstairs. It was very scary over there, up there. I wouldn't go back. It was scary. Maybe now, yeah. I don't know, it was like a haunted castle. Now they made it nicer, I think, but it was scary then. So I had this roommate that he used to go to, every night he'd go to sleep, he would wear his jacket and a necktie and even his shoes. And I would always say to him, Ruvain, why don't you make yourself comfortable? I'm not looking, you know. Make yourself comfortable. I'll leave the room. Get into pajamas. No. He'd always say, I'm just resting. And every morning he'd wake up, just tighten up his tie. He had his shoes on, everything. Vashnegovas, a new day. So, even if you put on a suit at night, if you wear a four-corner garment at night, it's night is patur mitzitzit. It's patur from tzitzis at night. Zeu. Bayom, chayav. Balayla, patur. Zeu. Ula harosh, but the rosh says something more complicated. What does the rosh say? Ksut hamiyuchad lelayla. If you have a garment that is made for sleeping, like a pajama, let's say, for an example, a four-cornered garment that's made for sleeping, even if you wear it when? Even if you wear it during the day. Since it's miyuchad, since it's a pajama, it's made for the night, even though you wear it during the day, patur mitzitzit. Afim lov shor bayom. V'amiyuchad liyom, and a garment that is miyuchad liyom, whatever it is, a nice suit, that's miyuchad liyom, even if you like the meshugana and you wear it at night, yichayav b'tzitzit. Yichayav in tzitzis. Afim lov shor balayla. Even if you wear it at night, it's a din in the garment, not in the time of the day. Follow? Now look what he says over here. Ha'hezber b'shorash ha'machloket al pip pnimiyut. If you want to understand the shorash, the root of this machloket, al pip pnimiyut. Pnimiyut. Really, deep. Yalev yavo al pi ma shekatav. Guess who? Harav Moshe David Vali, Talmid Ramchal, who we just learned this from. Sheharambam shorasho b'sivirat ha'chokhma. That the Rambam, the shorish of the Rambam, of his neshama, was Sfirat HaChokhma. That's the Rambam. Sfirat HaChokhma. The Harosh, was Ashkenaz, is Sfirat HaBina. The Chokhma, Inyan Ri'iya. Chokhma is seeing, you remember, seeing the whole picture? Chokhma is the Inyan of, also a Navi, is a Chacham, to be able to see something clearly. Chokhma is inyana ri'iyah, seeing. Ezu Chacham, ha-ro'e et anolad. Chacham. Chochma is seeing something clearly, the entirety of something in a clear way. Ubina is something else. Bina inyana havana v'idbonenut shebelev. Bina means when you don't see something before your eyes, it's not open before your eyes, you have to try to figure it out. You have to dissect it in your head. That's bina. Havana, bina is havana v'idbonenut. It comes to those, both of those words, hidbonenut, havana, understanding and studying and dissecting, shebelev. V'alkein, therefore, Harambam mifaresh chiyuv deksut yom kipshuto. Therefore, when the Rambam has to define what is a ksut yom, a day garment that is patur from tzitzit, that is chayav in tzitzit. What's a ksut yom that's chayav in tzitzit? What's a ksut yom? He says kipshuto lefi hazman sheroim bo hatzitzit b'riyah pshuta. It's a time when you see the tzitzis. When you look and you see, it's open daylight, and you see the tzitzit, it says in the pasuk, what? Uritem oto, uritem otam. You see the tzitzis, and that's the time of the day when you see it, and that's called eksut yom. When you see it in front of your eyes, these are the tzitzis, and it's daylight. That's called eksut yom. Sheru'im bo tzitzit b'riyah pshuta. V'lechein sover shetalui lefi zman halavisha. Therefore, the Rambam says, it's very simple. Eksut yom is when you see the tzitzit, by broad daylight. Eksut laila is the time of night when you can't see. It's dark outside. You can't see the tzitzit. Shetelul lefi zman halavisha. Shalavesh bayom. If you're wearing a garment during the day, doesn't make a difference if it's pajamas or something else. Whatever you wear during the day. Sheyachol lirot hatzitzit. When you're able to see, seeing is the quality of chokhma. Libi ra'ah habe chokhma. Chokhma ezu chacham haro'eh et anolad. So what? Shalavesh bayom. When you wear something during the day, regardless of whether it's pajamas or a suit, shalavesh bayom sheyachol lirot, lirot is chokhma, sheyachol lirot atzitzit, chayav atzitzit. Then you chayav in tzitzis. V'harosh, but the Rosh was at Ashkenaz. V'harosh mefarish chiyuv diksut yom, v'ofen shel bina v'hitbonenut. He makes a whole pilpul. What's the pilpul? It's not what you see, it's understanding, havana and hitbonenut. Sha'af she'ach shavu laila, even though right now it's dark and I can't see with my eyes, tzitzit, I understand that this is not a pajama, this is a suit, this is a ksut yom. You understand? It's a matter of not what you see, not the chokhma, but havana hitbonenut. V'ofen shel bina v'hitbonenut. Sha'af she'ach shavu laila, even though now it's night, V'ein nitan lirot tzitzit b'ofen shel riyah, and you can see the tzitzis in a way of seeing, which is chokhmah. Mekomakom hayod shel yidei derech hidbonenut. Nevertheless, since in the way of hidbonenut, of contemplation, of understanding, of pilpul, muvan, the person knows, shiksut zeh, this is not a suit, this is a pajama. This is not a pajama, it's a suit. Muvan, shiksut zeh uksut hamiyuchad liyom. Even though I'm wearing it at night, but it's a ksut yom. It's not iksut laila. In that world of riyat halev, that you don't see with your eyes, but you see with your intellect, with your heart, in that way. So the Rambam holds that uri'item oto has to take place mamish in the way of what? Physical seeing, which is chokhmah, which is when you see something clearly. That's chokhmah. That's the chokhmah of the Sfaradim, to see something clearly. Therefore, ksut yom is bayom, ksut laila is balaila. That's all. But the Rosh, who comes from Ashkenazim, is Bina, Hidbonenut, is what? He says you could be Mekayim, Uri'item Oto, even though when you don't see it with your eyes, but you see it with your mind, you see it with your heart, that what? That this is not a Ksut Yom, it's a Ksut Laila. It's not a Ksut Laila, it's a Ksut Yom. And therefore the Ptur of a Ksut Laila, the Tzitzit, does not depend upon whether you can see or you can't see. It's whether you understand what is the nature of this Ksut. What is the nature, the essence of what I'm wearing? It's a pilpul in the din of the beged, not in that which you could see with your eyes. It's just an introduction. We could do this for the rest of our lives, to go through all of Shulchan Aruch, and to see that there's a derech, there's a mahalach of the Chachmei Sfarad, and there's a derech and there's a mahalach of the Chachmei Ashkenaz. The point of this is not, God forbid, that Jews should not have anything to do with each other. The point of this is that a Jew should understand the shoras of his neshama. And that's why I'm very proud of the fact that you have this Beis Medrash, that you're able to have Bezat Hashem Hadracha in how to learn, and to learn this Svarim that you received in Yom Sarad, and not to let go of the way that you daven and the way that you learn, because Hashem created us with Shoshan Hashem. We're all one people, of course, but Hashem wanted that the Svaradim should be loyal and faithful to the way that they received, which is the Teva of who they are. And the Ashkenazim should remain faithful and loyal while respecting each other, to remain faithful and loyal to the Mesorah, to the essence of who we are and how Hashem created us. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, you should be able to continue learning this way and to grow in Chochmat HaTorah until that day. But we'll see, U'mala Ha'aretz Deya Et Hashem, V'Chochma and Bina will come together. U'mala Ha'aretz Deya Et Hashem, K'mayim Li'am Chassim, V'Gula Hashem Av'Amitit, Amen V'Amen.
Amen.
Amen.